some purpose or for some trips, but you come back home.
因为家是我们长大的地方，是我们属于的地方。
Home is where we grow up. Home is where we belong to.
非常奇妙的，我们信了耶稣以后，除了在我自己的家、我们父母的家，还有我们也许是。这个爸爸、爸爸是，这个祖父母的家，但是最后还是要我们自己的家。
So we may grow up, I mean, at our own home, our parents' home, or even sometimes our grandparents' home. But eventually, we grow up in our own home.
最后我们还有两个，信耶稣以后多了两个家，一个就是教会，一个就是在天上，
Yeah, after we become
天家。
Christians. We got two new homes. One is on the earth, that's church, and one is in heaven, is our heavenly home.
在教会里头。我们也是要有一个所属的地方，属灵的地方。我们灵，我们中间大家都有这个圣灵的所赐的新的生命，所以我们在自己的家里头都是弟兄姐妹。
Church is where we belong to in this world because we have the same spirit from the Lord, and we have brothers and sisters at church. This is our earthly home in Christ.
我不知道天家什么样子，但是我们相信，它是一个觉得我们所熟的地方。
We don't really know what it looks like. For our heavenly home, but we know that is where we are heading to.
到底我们还在那里要学多少东西，我不知道。
We really don't know what we are going to learn there.
但是目前。我们对添加一无所知。
We know very little about it. We know almost nothing about our heavenly home.
所以，也许有很多的事情我们在学，
Yeah, maybe you have to learn a lot.
但在教会里头，我们的确有很多的事情要学。
In church, you also have a lot to learn.
你叫我五牧师，对不对？
Yeah, we call 五牧师。Yes.
五牧师，做牧师的一个责任，就是要教导弟兄姐妹长大。
As a pastor. My obligation, my duty is to teach you, lead you to grow up.
长大，就是需要别人告诉你你不知道的东西。
So to grow up, you need people to tell you the things you don't know.
所以，如果我看到什么东西，我告诉你们，你不要生气啊。
So if I see something. If I tell you, don't be offended.
最好叫我不要叫我五不师，我就不讲话了。如果你叫我五不师，我看到的事情我会跟你讲。
So if you don't call me Pastor Wu, maybe I would remain silent. But since you call me Pastor Wu, if I see something that I need to remind you, I will speak out.
所以你不要生气，
So don't be offended.
我讲是有一个原因的。
Yeah, there must be a reason I speak out.
Yeah，这两棵树，明年的话要放在这里，放在下面，不是放在上。
Okay, these two Christmas trees, maybe next Christmas season, we want to put office stage.
Yeah， 有的时候我在这边看这个看不见，我这边一个会挡住，也会挡住是。
Yeah, because when you put it here, maybe some brothers cannot see the screen up there or cannot see the stage.
而且挡不住我，挡不住你，对，
It will not obstruct my sight since I'm here, but it may obstruct some brothers and sisters' view.
呀，台上有什么事情啊？这个东西要把它搬到后边，搬到下面去，不可以放在这里。
Yeah, if there's some show happen here, we need to take this off the stage, maybe put it aside or at the corner.
好像去年，其实是，这个，这叫把它，这边再就说的，安利的时候，他躲在这个地方，下面他看不见了，这个又把他躲了。
For example, when we ordain a new deacon, yeah, we need to take this aside because maybe some people cannot see the ceremony because of this.
说这个都是可以动的，
Since it's movable, we can take it and put it aside.
好快的，一年就过去了，2025没有了，
Isn't it fast? 2025 is about to pass away.
很快的，有一个新的年来了。
Yeah, a new year is approaching.
小孩子都长大一岁，
Yeah, our youth, our children, they grow 1 year older.
老年人又老了一岁。
And the elders, they grow 1 year older.
脑子啊，记不住了，不行了。
I feel the memory kind of decaying.
你再等也不行，不行就是不行了。
No matter how you try it, it's getting worse.
哎呀，有的时候我也感觉到非常的烦恼，是不是？但是人老了就有什么办法？
Sometimes I feel troubled by this. But what can I do?
一步一步的往前走。
We still have to get the life moving on.
时间去了，不会再回来了。
Time flies, it never goes back.
到底我们在过去的一年里头，我们学到了什么东西？
So in the past year, what did we learn?
人说"活到老，学到老
In Chinese, we have a saying, get older and learning anon.
”。因为我有很多的事情，我们都不知道，要慢
Because
慢学的。
there are so many things unknown to us, we learn little by little.
但是问题说，你学了半天，什么都没有学到，这一点就浪费掉了。
But it's really after months and years, if you didn't learn much, that's really a waste.
我没有办法再叫这个时间回来，我再重新做一遍。
Because we cannot go back, time travel, go back and relearn everything.
一点一点的都。继续不断的在改变，
The things changing continuously, little by little.
是啊，有的地方你几年不去，你去看，哎呦，好像以前我来过，但是又不太认识这个地方。
I guess you do have the experience when you go back to a certain places, maybe in a couple of years, you say, "Oh, what is this place? I don't recognize it anymore."
很多时候有人说："哎，我不是。"说呀，脸看起来熟，但是名字叫不出来啊。
Sometimes. When somebody greeted me, "Hi, Pastor Wu," I saw him. Oh, yeah, he looks familiar, but I cannot recall his name anymore.
最可怕的，他还告诉我：“你帮我受洗了。
So some people even say, "Oh, you baptized me,"
”不记得，
but I couldn't remember his name or her name.
圣经告诉我们一句话：“我们的神永远都不改变。”
But the Bible tells us our God, our Lord, never changes.
他不改变，他的爱也不改变，
He never changes. His love never changes.
就是谁，圣经告诉谁就是爱，
And the Bible tells us God is love.
所以这个由这个约翰他来解释，就是讲在这个。约翰一书里头的讲到爱，因为他就是一个被耶稣所爱的一个使徒，
Yeah, Apostle John, in his first John, that's a letter he wrote. He said Jesus is love, because John was Jesus' apostle. He followed Jesus.
一切都在改变，谁不改变？我的爱也不改变。
Everything is changing, but Jesus never changes. God's love never changes.
他的爱对我们来的爱也不改变。
His love towards us never changes.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
如果谁。常常改变他的爱。今天看的是不错，我爱你；明天看的时候不爱你了，那我们都麻烦了。
So if God changes his love, he loves you today dearly, but tomorrow says, "Oh no, I don't love you anymore." Don't you think we will be in big trouble, right?
他对我们的爱永远都不改变。
His love never changes.
是啊，我们知道这个事实，我们又想到，在这一切改变中间，到底是有些什么事情我们需要知道的。
Yeah, through the changes, what we need to learn, what we need to know.
有一件事情，我们做谁儿女的，我们很关心的，就是耶稣基督的再来。
Yeah, as children of God, the things that we ask, the things we hear the most, is that the return of Jesus.
2000年之前，他就说他要再来，到现在还没有来。
More than 2,000 years ago, Jesus said he will come back, but he still is not here. He still has not come.
但耶稣说："那日子、那时辰，没有人知
Jesus said that date, that time, nobody knows.
当耶稣在世界的时候，他说："人都不知道，天使也不知道，人子。"那时候，耶稣在世界上。他称为自己是人子，也不知道，唯有父知道。
Jesus said, "Nobody knows that time. Even angels does not know. Son of God does not know. Son of God is Jesus himself. But at that time, Jesus was flesh. He was a person at that time. He did not know at that time. But he said, only God knows."
但是他回来。却是确定的，
But one thing is sure that he will come back.
虽然不知道什么时候，但是他唯有父知道，唯有天父知道。
Even man does not know, even angels do not know the time. But one thing is for sure, is he will come back, and God knows it.
但是他说他要回来，他一定要回来。
Yeah, since he says so, he will come back.
会不会在2026年，耶稣回来呀、
Is it possible he will come back in 2026?
啊？会不会呀、
What do you think?
啊？我不知道。
I don't know.
耶稣叫我们不要猜呀、啊，而是准备好。
God do not want us to guess, but he want us to be prepared.
所以，这个圣经里面有很多地方我可以讲，但是今天没有时间了，要告诉我们说，我们要准备好。
Yeah, in many places in Bible, it tells us to be prepared.
今天我有三件事情要和大家要重新思想一下。
Today, I want to remind you, to think three things. To think over, yeah.
什么事情？第一件事情就是我们在想感恩节的事情。
First, let's think again about the Thanksgiving.
第二件事情就是圣诞节马上到了，让我们再思想圣诞节的事情。
Yes, the second thing is that since Christmas come, let's think over again about Christmas.
第三样事情，我和大家要谈的，就是想到我们人生的终点的问题。
Yeah, the third point is about the end point of life.
到底人的终点是什么时候？是怎么一回事？
When is the end point of life? Or what it will look like at the end?
我讲过很多遍。人死，肉体停止活动，不是人的终点。
I believe I said many times. When a person die, his body ceases functioning, but that's not end of life.
让我们来思想一下啊，很快的，我们来想一想，感恩节已经过去了，火鸡也吃掉了，
No,
大家。
no. Yeah, Thanksgiving already passed, and we already eat our turkeys.
你吃火鸡了吗？
Have you eaten your turkey? I do.
大家要见面是不是？感恩节快乐！
Yeah, when we say each other, oh, have Thanksgiving.
到底为什么感恩呢？
Why we see? Why we give thanks?
谁是感恩节的主人翁啊？
Lord God is the Lord of Thanksgiving.
火鸡我们也吃过了，你也快乐，我也快乐，但是谁快乐吗？
We ate our turkey. You were happy and we were happy. We had a very good time together. But was Lord happy?
我们的主耶稣是我们改革的对象。
Our Lord Jesus is the one we shall give thanks to.
我们只知道吃大餐，只知道彼此的祝福，说"哎呀，感恩节快乐"，但是忘记我们为什么要感恩的。
Many people, they really enjoying big feast for Thanksgiving dinner and enjoying the happy moment together, but they forget why we have the Thanksgiving. We forget about who we should really give our thanks to.
到底为什么事情？为什么人？为什么要感恩？
For what we give thanks? For who we give thanks？
所以，一个教会，它外边挂一个牌子说：“感恩不是一天的事情，感恩是你一生的一个生活的一种的态度。”
Once I saw a big banner outside of church. It says, Thanksgiving is not a one-day event. It shall be a life attitude for all your life.
It's a whole life, your lifestyle.
Yeah, it's your lifestyle. It shall be your lifestyle all your life.
It's a Thanksgiving lifestyle. 这个是造成一个非常不同的一件事情。
Yeah, that lifestyle will make you a different person.
圣诞节马上来了，我们又要吃大餐了。
Now Christmas is coming. We are going to have another big feast.
并且我们注重送礼物了，圣诞节快乐！
Now we are going to give gifts. We are going to exchange gifts, and we will say Merry Christmas.
圣诞节快乐，你快乐，我快乐，你想谁快乐吧？
Yeah, you will be happy. I'm happy. Did you ever think about? Are you ever thinking about will our Lord Jesus be
如果
happy?
谁看到我们的行为，他会快乐吗？
So our behavior would that believe please Jesus?
并且，当耶稣基督要到世界来的时候，他知道他为什么要来。
When Jesus came to the world, he knew exactly why he came.
耶稣基督是为了死而生。
He was born to die.
他知道他来的目的是要死，并且要死在十字架上。
He knows. He came here, came to this world to die and to die on the cross.
要忍受的一切的痛苦，
He has to take the sufferings.
如果你要说是我是为死而生，大家都要骂你啊。
Yeah, if you said, Oh, I'm here to die. Everybody will point finger at you. What's wrong with you?
你父母一定是非常的失望啊。
Your parents will be huge and disappointed by you.
然而，耶稣基督来到世界上，他唯一的目的乃是为我们死。
That is the only purpose Jesus came to this world is to die. For us，
所以，当每次当我们吃圣餐的时候，我们会思想到，当年在独楼地。耶稣被挂在十字架上的时候，那种的痛苦，谁能够忍受啊？
so whenever we take the cup and drink the and eat the bread of the Holy Communion. We need to remember the suffering, the great pain and the anguish of Jesus Christ on the cross.
所以和他一起钉十字架的一个强盗。啊，对他说，耻笑他说："你先救你自己，然后救我
The thief was hanging there with Jesus. One of the thieves said, If
们。"
you want to save us, can you save yourself?
你说你是救主，你为什么不先从十字架上下来，然后也救我们呢？
Since you said you are the savior, why you cannot even save yourself? Get down off the cross and save us.
耶稣不能下来，耶稣要死。
But Jesus, he didn't come because he knows he had to die.
当我们说圣诞节快乐的时候，我们有没有想到，耶稣基督能够从我身上得快乐吗？
So when we say Merry Christmas, we just ask ourselves whether Jesus Christ will be happy with you and me.
日子一天天的过去了，
Time passes by day after day,
一年一年的过去，
and year after year.
我们一天天的变老了，
Unconsciously, we're getting older.
最主要的不是在我们年轻的时候。不是做青少年的时候，不是壮年的时候，不是老年的时候，而是去见主的那一天。
So, what most important is not when we're youth or when we're adult or when we're middle-aged or when we're older, when we're the older man, it is the time when we see, when we be face to face with Jesus.
路加福音，第二章记载耶稣基督降生的那个时候情景。
In Book of Luke, chapter 2, it recorded the moment when Jesus Christ was born.
耶稣基督是神，他为什么变成人呢？
Jesus Christ, he was God. Why he would become flesh, become a man?
因为爱，
Because of love.
这耶稣基督没有罪，他为什么要死呢？
Jesus has no sin at all. Why he would die?
是因为爱，
Because of love.
耶稣基督。他钉十字架就算了吧，为什么还要复活？
Jesus, he died, but why he would rise again?
因为爱，
Because of love.
既然事情已经都过去了，为什么还要再来呢？
Since already happened, nobody can undo it, then why he would have to come back?
因为爱，
Yeah, because of love.
既然一死百了，又何必要审判？
Since everybody would die, and after that, nothing seems nothing matters, why there would be a judgment?
因为爱，
That is because of love.
所以耶稣基督。成了人的样子，替我们死在十字架上。
Jesus Christ became flesh and took our human body and died on the cross for us
是因为爱啊。
because he loves us.
耶稣基督没有罪，但是反而要死。是替我们死，
Jesus, he has no sin, but he nevertheless he died and died for us.
因为我们是罪人，我们该死，耶稣不该死。
People are sinners. We are sinners. We are doomed to death, but not Jesus.
他是个罪人，我们是罪人。谁要为我们死啊？耶稣基督。
But Jesus, he died in place of us.
谁爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信耶稣的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
God loves this world, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
叫耶稣基督代替我们死，不是他该死，而是我们该死。但是你不能钉谁，把谁钉在十字架上，所以他来到世界上，成为一个人的样子，代替我们死在十字架上。
People are destined to death because of sin. But Jesus, without anything, he died for people, for human. So whoever believes in Jesus shall not die.
但是我不能够钉死谁呢？谁可以让我钉死吗？
We have no, nobody can put God on cross. Nobody has the capability.
所以，耶稣不能够死而不复活。
So that's why Jesus, it is not possible that he died and will not rise again.
如果他死了，他不复活，他就是一个有罪的人，和我们一样了。
Now, if he died, he didn't rise, which means only one thing, that he is as sinful as human.
这是因为他死了，但是呢，他又活了，因着他活。我们该死的人，信他，就也可以活。
We know Jesus died, and we also know Jesus rose again, and he is in heaven because he Jesus is life. So that's why whoever believes in him will live.
这是主的爱，
That is because of Lord's
因为他
love,
爱我们。
because he loves us.
呀，所以他的爱，这个爱是永远不改变的。
Lord's love, Jesus' love, never changes.
审判也是他的爱，把他的公义表明出来，让可爱的人能够被爱。不可爱的、有罪的人，不肯悔改的人，到地狱去。这是谁的爱？
Even judgment. Is love. Judgment is manifestation of his just. So whoever love him, believe him, have eternal life. But whoever don't believe him, whoever continue the sinful life, would end up in hell. That is his just. That is his love.
所以他讲了讲，讲了再讲，讲了再讲，因为他爱我们，所以他安排了这许多的事情。
So Jesus, when he was in the world, also through the Bible, he teaches us again and again and again that through all the things this recorded in the Bible or in history, that he loved us, that he loves us.
因为他爱我们，所以他要把这个整个的这个事情有一个了断的，不是让我们每天就是这样子过生活。
So, because of his love, so there at the end, he will let us know what happens, and we will see him.
所以才预备了。添加预备了天堂，让我们可以进去以后，永远的改变。
So, he prepared a heavenly home for his hope for whoever believes in him.
这是耶稣基督爱我们。
Yeah, only because Jesus loves us.
回想起来，我们做人、做基督徒，特别是 不要自欺。
So for each man, particularly for Christians, we do not want to deceive ourselves.
自己以为很了不起啊，自己以为是一个基督徒了，是神的儿女，将来一定要去天堂了。
Don't take a too high self-regard. Think, oh, I'm a Christian. I'm going about heaven, going to heaven.
不是啊，圣经清楚告诉我们说，凡叫我主啊主啊的人。不能都进天国。
Bible tells us, not everyone who say, "Oh Lord, Lord," not every one of them will end up in heaven.
这是马太福音第七章了，说你们叫我主，这些人说主啊，我们曾经奉你的名传福音，传任你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行异能。主耶稣说：“你们离开我去吧，我根本就不认识你们。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, so those people say, "Oh Lord, we follow you, we spread your gospel, we cure diseases, we did a lot of wonders in your name." But Jesus said, "I don't know you."
不要以为自己是了不起了，你要仔细的审查自己，你有没有一个无愧的良心？心里边不责备你，不是自己欺骗自己，叫你自己说服你自己，你俩是一个好的基督徒。到了审判的时候，主说：“我根本就不认识你。
We shall really examine ourselves carefully and don't just think I'm good. I must be, don't put a high regard of yourself. Just
”
prepared.
很多事情在改变。但是有些事情不改变的，就好像耶稣基督再来，我们都要见耶稣。耶稣基督有最后的审判，都不改变了。
Yeah, we see a lot of changes around us, a lot of changes in the world. But I want to emphasize again, certain things will never change. That is, Jesus will come back. We're going to be face to face with Jesus, and there will be the final judgment. That will never change.
中国人说“掩耳盗铃”啊，把耳朵盖起来，你去偷那个铃，以为别人也都听不见。
In Chinese idiom, we have one Cheng Yu called "掩耳盗铃." Somebody covered his ear to steal the spear because he cannot hear himself. He thinks nobody can hear it.
谁都知道。你做什么，谁都知道。
Whatever you do, God knows.
那一天会来呀，来到的时候，我们要站在主耶稣基督面前，我们的一切都要显明在主耶稣面前。
That day will come. We have no escape but to stand in front of Jesus. Everything will be revealed about us.
千万不要想，没有人知道，谁知道？
Never think, oh, nobody knows what I did. God knows.
我们什么时候去见耶稣？我们不知道。
We don't know the exact moment we are going to see Jesus.
但是谁的这个警告，叫我们准备好。
But God, through Bible,
不
，There's
筛
nothing
打一天，
to be prepared, not on particular day,
而是准备好随时去见主。
but be prepared to see Jesus at any moment.
怎么样去每天准每天去准备了？怎么准备？
How to prepare?
我们需要遵照神的命令去生活。
Yeah, we have to live a life of Jesus, follow Jesus' direction, the commands in Bible.
还有一件很重要的事情啊。你的每天的生活都记录在谁的那边？
One important thing, our everyday life is recorded in God's records.
有一次我去这个店里头买了一包炸猪皮。
One day I went to a shop to bought a fried pigskin.
我把这个下看看，看看它里边的 ingredients 是什么，看看里边都有些什么东西啊？
I read the label on the package, say what are the ingredients in it.
很惊讶的，我看到这个上边的，除了这个其他的这些信息以外啊，有一条圣经的话。他说道。
I was surprised to see even there is a Bible verse on the label.
掰猪皮的，炸猪皮，它下面有一句话，
There's one sentence, I believe it's from the Bible.
后来我发现它还有别的这个东西啊，我去买一个看看，哎，也有。我为大家今天买了一些猪皮，但是脑子不好，忘记在家里头。
I bought some pig skin for you, but somehow I forgot to take it here.
我也不能回去拿，也许下个礼拜，把这个 label，把这个袋子啊，给大家看一看。
May I try to remember to bring it next time? I want to show you the label.
我非常的惊讶，怎么把圣经的话放在这个装猪皮的袋子上的？
I was so surprised why this words from Bible is put there on the packaging.
提醒我，这是他们一个生活的一个态度。
It remind me this is a lifestyle.
本来没有什么东西，也不会增加它这个卖的这个数量，也不会做增加这个味道。为什么这样子？它限于这一些平常生活的时候，就是有一个尊重神的意。
I believe that label would not increase the sale, or of course it will not change the taste, but why is it put it there? My guess is because they have the lifestyle, it's very natural them for putting them even there on the label.
Yeah，奇妙的不得了啊！对我一个很大的一个提醒。
Yeah, it really reminded me.
这种的态度，让他们心准备好去见主。
This lifestyle makes them ready at any moment to see
虽
Jesus.
然主的爱不改变，他的公义也不改变，他的审判也不改变。
Lord's love never changes, so is his just. So the just will never changes, and the judgment never changes.
感谢主啊！ 我们不要糊里糊涂的过日子。
Thank Lord, we don't want to live a life of without safe consciousness.
上个礼拜是这样子，这个礼拜是这样子，下个礼拜还是这样子。
Every week we live in the same old self.
几点？A 点堂是这样子，B 点还是这样子，再一点还是吧？
So, yeah, we don't want the same church last year, next year, this year, next year, the same exact no change.
我们拿什么东西呈现给谁的？
What we have to present to the Lord.
不要忘记这一天会来，趁着我们可以去做的时候，要继续做。
Yeah, don't forget this day will come. Yeah, now we still have time to do it. We don't want to waste it.
求神怜悯我们，
We ask God's mercy.
让我们准备好。
Prepare us and prepare ourselves.
希望今天，202512月14号，2025是这样子，到了12月14号，2026，你来看。不一样了。
Today is December the 14th, 2025. Hopefully, on December 14th, 2026, we will see a newer, different church.
为谁做一个美好的见证？
Let us be a,
让谁得荣耀？
yeah, let it be us be a good witness of Jesus Christ, and let
感谢
we
主
can
赞美，
glorify Jesus.
谢谢天父。
Thank
我们一
Lord.
起来祷
Okay,
告，
let's pray.
慈悲的救主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
主啊，谢谢你的恩典，谢谢你的怜悯，
Thank you for your grace, thank you for your mercy.
我谢谢你的大爱，
Thank you for your great love.
你不改变的爱。
You never change love.
虽然我们做很多错事得罪你。
Yeah, we did many things that's not pleasing you.
但是你仍然爱我们，
But you still love us.
主啊，我们在你面前承认我们的罪，
Lord, please forgive us our sin.
求你怜悯我们，
We ask for your mercy.
让我们的生活，让我们的工作都能够荣耀你的名。
Let us live a life at work, at home that can glorify your name.
让每一天都有一个改变。
That every day is a day of change.
变成更讨你喜悦的一个人。
That we become closer and more pleasant in your eyes.
唯有你的爱，就是不离开我们。
We know your love would never leave us.
你知道我们的软弱，
And you know our weakness.
求你用大大的手扶持我们。
Please support us with your powerful hand.
让我们能够。过一个讨你喜悦的生活，
So let us live a life that glorify your name.
而恭敬把教会交在你的手中，
We present our church in front of you.
让你的教会也成一个荣耀你的地方。
Let this church to be a church for glorifying your name.
感谢赞美主，
We thank you, Lord. I praise you.
荣耀归给你。
All glory to you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.